Good morning. Well, Friday marked a quiet finish to what was a pretty good week for US markets. The Dow Jones, the S&P 500 and the Nasdaq were all completely steady, but over the prior five sessions managed to lift by around 1% or so. So it still ended up being one of the best weeks in a couple of months for US equity markets. It was a little volatile though, especially in the middle of the session when the markets fell away a bit in the US. They were down by around a third of a percent or so at the worst levels. This was partly off the back of media reports that President Trump instructed aides to move forward with tariffs on an additional $200 billion of Chinese imports. But this is also ahead of a round of negotiations between the US and China, which was actually proposed by the US, I might add. So trade will receive plenty of attention and will be certainly a focal point for markets in coming days. Now, Florence on Friday made landfall on the east coast of the US as well, doing plenty of damage, leaving more than 700,000 homes without power, also damaging tens of thousands of property. But if anything, insurance companies actually led the financials higher. They recouped much of their losses that we saw in the week or two prior. The severity of Florence was downgraded, so that could have had a bit to do with that. We had stocks like Prudential Financial, MetLife, Chubb, American International, and also Travelers rising quite impressively. Elsewhere, we had energy stocks lifting. We did see the price of oil jumping by about 0.5% on Friday to $68.99 per barrel. US sanctions on Iran still in focus, and they're not likely to take effect until the early part of November. The price of iron ore did jump up, though, by 35 cents or 0.5%, finishing up at $69.60 per tonne. Some demand hopes are a bit helpful here. So there have been some speculation about in the past week that China may actually relax some of those production cuts that take place ahead of the winter months. So we did see in London trade, BHP and Rio jumping by as much as 1%. Now, looking ahead to the session today, the Aussie market is set for a slight improvement. SPY futures up in the order of 0.1%. Still, it hasn't been a great start to September. The market has only improved twice in the past 12 sessions. So we are still on track for this to be one of the worst months of the year for local stocks. Now, not much in the way of top-tier data at all over the coming week, but we do have an update today on petrol prices, which is a weekly piece of data. We've got the Reserve Bank board minutes, a speech or two out from Reserve Bank officials in the coming days. For those trading Asian markets, it is a market holiday in Japan today, respect for the age day, so those markets will be closed, and the Aussie dollar still hanging around 71.5 US.